All right, welcome to the show, Impact Shots on Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there for free speech. Support free speech. You can buy a chunk of that for $115, and that will get you a free T-shirt and mug. I think the deal is still on. Spend $230 for you and the missus. Get matching T-shirts and mugs. What's sweeter than that? And you're investing in free speech, which is the best investment. It's better than GameStop, by far. It's better than Bitcoin. You can do that. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu. Find the donate button. Smash it with extreme prejudice and send that money on in. You can call it in or you can mail it in. Break out the boomer checkbook and mail it to Republic Broadcasting Network 2251. Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We need your donations now more than ever. Also have a chat site set up by our very own Mer Bailey. I might be dipping into the chat here on occasion. Inplainsight.chitango.com. Site spelled S-I-T-E. And tonight is Tuesday night. And you know the guest on Tuesday night, my co-host, and you know the caliber of this man.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
That's right. Standing 6'4", weighing in at 234.5 pounds of raw, unadulterated political science brawn, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm at a rest stop with Mr. T, and we're sitting here. We might get hit the road again if I can ever find my Willie Nelson song, and we'll hit the road again.
All right. So out on a mission outside of the comforts of the Burbank Underground Studio with Mr. T.
In the mobile studio, the co-certified mobile studio.
Yeah, I'm digging some Willie Nelson. I'm working on another parody song with, based on Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard's Poncho and Lefty, only it's going to be about Jewish gangsters. it's going to be called Shlomo and Naphtali.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that, and I will definitely pass it on to Engelbert Poindexter.
Yeah, I have Poindexter work on that that Year of the Hoax. We've got to tweak that thing a little bit.
Yeah, just need the right ambience for it. We'll get it. It's coming.
Got rough drafts. Parody songs for you guys, the listeners, is in the works. So just kick back and enjoy the ride. Tonight we have many things in the prep to cover. First of all, I think we're going to cover this governor in, where's that at? Hutchinson. Yeah, Arkansas. Closet queer. Vetoes a bill to protect the youth, to protect the genitalia of the youth. He thinks it's cool. He thinks it's your own business if you want to get your sons and daughters mutilated. I don't know what's up with this guy. I don't know. Did you check this one out from Politico?
No, I haven't. I've been on the road all day, and I haven't been able to check it out. Arkansas. Now, what I do know about Arkansas is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the daughter of Mike Huckabee and the one-time spokesman for President Trump at the White House, is planning a run for governor. And I don't know anything about the current governor. But Sarah Huckabee Sanders was one of the few people in the Trump administration that wasn't totally embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, Hutchinson was not on my radar before, but he just got on it real quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'm pulling up a picture of this guy. He looks shady. Looks like he probably wears, like, women's underwear under a suit. But anyway, this is an article from Politico by Dan Goldberg. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on Monday vetoed legislation that would have made the state the first to bar doctors from providing gender-affirming care to transgender minors, describing the measure as a vast government overreach. Now, there's a lot to unpack just in that first paragraph. First of all, gender-affirming care, doesn't that mean mutilating the genitals of minors? So these kids cannot buy cigarettes. You can't even buy cigarettes till you're 21 in most states. They can't sign up to go fight for wars for Israel. And they can't buy a drink at the bar, but they can mutilate their, they can make decisions, or they can have parents make decisions for them that will change their bodies for the rest of their lives. None of this makes sense. Government overreach? Is it government overreach to tell a 17-year-old you can't buy cigarettes or you can't act in a porno? I mean, you know, the hypocrisy is not lost on me here. You got a comment on this first paragraph before we rip this guy apart?
Well, first of all, I'd say it's not so much government overreach as maybe government reach around. And you have to, you know, remember this case in Canada where there is a man who his daughter wants to be a boy and is taking the puberty blockers and things that are going to have a permanent impact on this kid's health. And what's the situation there? The situation is that not only did the courts intervene so that the kid gets to do this, and this is like a 14, 15-year-old's decision to do this stuff, but that the father had a restraining order where he wasn't even allowed to call his daughter she. He had to call the daughter he, and when he violated it by giving a media interview in which he referred to his daughter in she, he was arrested. So now that's Canada, but it could be Arkansas before we know it.
Yeah, let me just comment for a minute on this. We're going to get into a little bit of libertarianism here too, because it's just funny to me how this same government that would, if it could, mandate vaccines, and you know that the senile bastard and the Jamaican whore would mandate that if they could get away with it. This same government who would mandate vaccines for children, and I think that we're going to see that soon, that we're going to see school kids having to have this hoax jab, it's not even a vaccine, in order to attend school. The same government is saying, oh, it's government overreach to tell, you know, parents that they can't mutilate their children's genitals or give them chemicals to castrate them or change females, you know, chemical balance and make them more butch. That's
and by the way, make them permanently sterile too.
Yeah, never have kids. I mean, you know, there's a reason why you don't just let a kid go to the grocery and pick out whatever. I mean, they're going to pick out all the candy and all the crap that's going to be bad for them. You know, you pick their food out for them. You give them curfews. You tell them when to stop watching the television, if you let them watch the television at all. So, you know, these children do have to.
You limit the number of cigarettes you're going to let them smoke.
Right, if you're in Kentucky.
I mean,
you can only have a half a pack a day there, Junior, over in Bumschnort. But seriously, like, it's interesting. You know, I grew up very libertarian. I guess I could be described as right-wing libertarian. We had very traditional Christian values and very right-wing. And, like, you know, it was my parents' prerogative. Like, if they decided we were going out of town, I was going to miss school for a day or two. And that was their decision. And they made sure I was back in time to not damage my studies. Or if something was being taught at the school that they didn't like, I opted out of it. Because that was an age of responsible parenting. And so I do agree that parents should have the ultimate say over their kids. However, in this age of child abuse, I would call it, where children are allowed to engage in this transgender nonsense that that they've been pumped full of through the Jewish-dominated media. I mean, there's got to be some kind of, you know, a law in place that protects these children. I'm really torn here. I mean, I'm not torn in the fact that I believe that the law, you know, the legislation was legit to not let these kids have operations before or any kind of chemical treatments before they're 18. You know, that's legit. In the same way that you can't let a 14-year-old have a driver's license. It's 16. There's a reason why it's 16, right? There's a reason why it's 18 to sign a lease, because they haven't developed enough to make these decisions. There's some rules, even as a right-wing libertarian that I grew up, there's some rules that have to be put in place to protect the rest of society and to protect the children themselves. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you mentioned the vaccines and the senile old kook and the Jamaican whore. Of course, it may not get to the point where the government has to mandate the vaccines, because you're already having private industry do this for them. And I've heard through the grapevine of a man who lost his job at, I think, the New Orleans Convention Center because they're mandating all their employees have the vaccine. Is that constitutional? Is it legal? I don't know, but is it happening? It does seem to be happening. There's another case, and this involves children here, where you had a judge in Broward, the first name, but a judge who is in the, I guess, family courts. You had a situation where there was a man and a woman, and they were divorced, and they had shared custody of their son. And the woman's moved out of state, but Judge Cohen will not let her visit, have any like parental visitation with her son until she gets a vaccine. She has to get the vaccine. She has to wear the mask, even though I thought the vaccine was supposed to make it so you don't catch things. That's how it used to be, but it's not anymore, obviously. And she has to have 2 weeks of quarantine for crossing state lines, and this is all mandated. So, you know, we're getting to levels of government and private industry intrusion into people's personal lives and their personal bodies that previously would have been thought unimaginable.
And that brings us into the next paragraph of the article, and then I'll make my next point that you are so poignantly making. Next article, the GOP governor said he worried the legislation would set a new standard for government interference with medical care. And he said he was particularly bothered that the bill did not make exceptions for patients already receiving treatment who would be forced to stop. So we're entering into some murky waters here, where on the one hand, we don't want government overreach to tell, you know, parents that they have to have vaccines, or children that they have to have vaccines to participate in society and to interfere in that way. But yet we also don't want the government to interfere with these. We want the government to have standards that says, you know, that these children cannot receive chemical, enhancements and surgeries that would alter their bodies for life. It's really murky waters. And I think what this comes down to is this. You can be libertarian, you can be fascist, you can be national socialist, whatever. I don't think you can be national socialist in America, because we're not a nation. We're not one nation of one race. So it just wouldn't work. But I mean, at the end of the day, when society is corrupt, the government is going to be corrupt, and the people, the elected officials, are going to do things that are corrupt. And this really has to do with the morality, the fabric of morality that society is built on and that the government operates on. And we need government laws. We need laws that say, you know, children cannot drive until they're a certain age, or sign contracts until a certain age. But, you know, that can be flipped around real quick, as you've pointed out, in this case of a mother that can't visit her child without a vaccination. So we're really in murky waters, and we're really in a bad situation. And it comes down to not the form of government that we're in, but rather the morality of the society that this government's built on and that this government supposedly represents. And that's all been shot.
And, you know, when you speak about morality and this government, it's really hard to say them in the same sentence. The morality of this government is immorality.
And so going on with the article, the bill would have marked an escalation in the GOP's effort to enact anti-transgender measures in state houses around the country this year. It was strongly opposed by medical experts, LGBTQ advocates, of course, who warned it would interrupt with needed care. You see, we wouldn't need this care if the Jewish-dominated media wasn't pushing this transgender nonsense, this Frankfurt School cultural Marxism on our children. And we're going to get into that later, by the way. I got an article on that. I'm sure you'll want to discuss cultural Marxism, that very term. But that's where, you know, that's where we're at, is that the society has become so corrupt that it doesn't matter what rules the government passes. It's just they're going to be used to the detriment of our society rather than for the better. You know?
Well, they are. That's right. Okay. Is there another article we're going to?
Yeah, I just wanted to get a little bit more into this one. Republican-controlled Arkansas legislature can still override his veto with a simple majority, and I believe that they did. I haven't updated this lately in both chambers, a step that Hutchinson said he expects lawmakers to take. And so we deem this as good. It is good that Arkansas legislation is going to override this veto and protect the children, but like, what precedent will this set? And that's kind of where we're at with it, is this is going to set a precedent where the government can intervene and say, you must take the vaccine. So it's a double-edged sword, and we really don't have a winner here. Hate to black, but that's just the truth.
So, okay, I just want to make sure I've got it absolutely clear. So this legislation prevents the state, no, it prevents children from being able to engage in gender-altering drugs and medication and treatment, right?
At least below 18, it prevents.
Below 18. So where's the connection with the vaccine?
Well, what I was making the connection with was if this is a win, if the legislature overrides the governor, and I believe that they have already. I heard that on John Statmuller's show earlier. Then this will set a precedent, you know, that the government can dictate medical mandates, and that's going to be bad inside the mandate of the vaccine. We've got to break and discuss on the other side.
Summer's gone, winter's in your.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
All right, and we're back. And saw it with the dynamic duo. And Patrick, we were talking up there about this precedent that I was talking about, how it could be a slippery slope where if government is allowed to say, well, you know, you got to protect the children and not let them make these decisions that alter their bodies. I was afraid it could set a precedent that said, well, to protect the children, you got to have vaccines. And so give me your red, white-hot take on that, on what you said.
Well, okay, so the this bill that we're talking about, we've been talking about, it prohibits a particular treatment. And so I don't know if it would set a mandate towards where it would set a precedent for mandating a vaccine. The vaccine mandate and the prohibition on gender transforming drugs, it seems to be in different categories. But I'm certainly not a lawyer. I have been binge listening to the George Chauvin trial, and so I'm just, my whole brain is in the mode of splitting hairs about everything. But having said that, don't a lot of school systems require parents to vaccinate their kids against a whole range of ailments in order to have them enroll in class? So I think, well, this might not really pertain to a COVID vaccine mandate. There's probably a lot of other precedents already floating around.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. There's other avenues they can take to mandate this illegal, unconstitutional jab of DNA-altering chemicals. And I talked to my health department recently about this. And I said, you know, my health department is pretty cool here in a small town. Like, their attitude is, well, we shouldn't, we don't want to mandate this vaccine. It's just whoever wants to volunteer. But I'm like, yeah, but eventually it's going to be put on the list of all these other vaccines that children have to take to go to school. And they're like, their answer was, well, it's still experimental. But the day is going to come when it is approved by the FDA and when the vaccine will be required for children to go to school. And I want parents to have the option to be able to pull their kids from school and homeschool in order to avoid the vaccine. And that's what I was afraid that the legislation, you know, if it goes through, that a precedent would be set. But I don't know. This is going to get real sticky real quick. You got thoughts on that?
Well, the point about the day will come when one or more of these vaccines, the COVID vaccines, the thing is, to my knowledge, the mRNA gene therapies have either never been approved, or maybe there's one really, really obscure one that doesn't work very well and nobody uses. But I think basically they've never, nothing like this has ever received FDA approval, but it's very likely to within a year or so. And then does that get on the list? And given the politics, it's hard to see how it wouldn't get on the list. And so I think that's a good point.
Yeah. And so it's just a matter of time before the destruction of our youth through these horrible injections comes about. And speaking of destruction, before the next break, we've got the destruction of our military, the systematic destruction. As I've pointed out on this show and other shows, we've flooded our military, our rank and file, with homos, trannies, and people that are not loyal to this country, this great republic. And now it just keeps getting worse. Apparently there's a female trainee that has accused over 22 male instructors of sexual harassment. This is from Time Magazine. The U.S. Army has suspended several drill instructors after they allegedly sexually assaulted a female soldier going through training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. On Friday, The Intercept reported that the trainee alleged that she was assaulted by a total of 22 service members. The military would not confirm how many soldiers are involved in the allegation, but did say the incident is under investigation by agents with the Army's Criminal Investigation Command. So, first of all, just right off the bat, no females in the military. That's my stance. Females, if you don't like that, I mean, you know, maybe you need to rethink your way of processing things, because females and males together in military, not a convention. Got to break and deal with this article on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Slatter, a.k.a. the Dynamic Duo. Yes, the systematic destruction from the U.S. military via the Leave All Lamens and Me Too. So this chick in training just Me Too'd like every instructor that ever yelled at her and made her cry. I mean, our military is a joke. I mean, they flooded it with faggots, transgenders, and people that just doesn't care about this great republic. And I've witnessed it over my 2 decades in the military. And now we just women in the military just doesn't work because you're opening up this whole door. Number one, divorce rates in the military are through the roof because you got men and women serving together and they have needs and go from there. Whereas 50 years ago, you know, you would just go to Tokyo and get a hooker. And then you would never tell your wife about it. And everything was cool. I mean, it wasn't cool. I don't agree with that immorality. I'm just saying that we're in a much worse position now than we were before. Of course, the ultimate position to take is no wars and no intervention in foreign countries. But, the situation we're in now where you have women and men serving, you're just opening the door for this type of accusation of a female accusing any male of sexual harassment, and it sticks, especially in the new woke military. Let me get your comments on that, Patrick, and then I think we're going to go to callers.
Right. Well, I never was in the military, but I was in the Boy Scouts, and of course, you know, you've got your lines of defense, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, UFC, maybe, I don't know, Mickey Mantle or whoever. And then the Boy Scouts, that's your last line of defense. But it's the same principle there, because the last thing you want in the Boy Scouts is if you're on a camp out, you don't want to be thinking about naughty things, right? You want it all to be about, you know, how to build a fire and pitch a tent and everything like that. And if you're distracted by girls there, then everybody's just going to be like, the girls become the center of everybody's mental processes. And obviously in a war where you've got, you know, maybe you're not coming back, there's all this tension and stress. If you got women there, then it's, you're going to be distracted by, like Tulsi Gabbard, for instance, right?
So, yes.
I mean, I have great respect for Tulsi Gabbard, but would you really want Tulsi Gabbard there? Because she's
not
she's
in the
hot.
West.
She's hot, and I'm going to be thinking about Tulsi Gabbard. And the other guys are going to be thinking about Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm going to be thinking about the other guys thinking about her, and it's going to be a massive distraction. And, of course, to the extent you have gay people who are thinking like that, too, that messes it up. So, no, I mean, with all respect to the various capabilities of women and or gays, it doesn't make any sense in the military where people have to have their minds on things other than, we'll just call it romance.
It's a very good point you're bringing up. And, you know, just like in the Boy Scouts, the Boy Scouts were intentionally destroyed when they let gay scoutmasters join. I mean, think about the situation if you're a red-blooded male, you know, good old boy. Would you go on a camping trip with a bunch of teenage girls and, you know, C-cups? No, because that's just going to lead to trouble. I don't know if I could be good. I think I could. But do I want to put myself in that position? No. So if you've got a gay man that's like camping out with teenage boys, that's a recipe for destruction. And it ended up destroying the Boy Scouts. And I think that's exactly what they're doing in the military and what they've been doing for decades. As I've mentioned before, the military is a training ground, is a proving ground for what they want to implement on society. And so when they integrated the military, not only racially, but sexually, you know, genderly, and let females serve with males, this just gave you a perfect storm for, you know, males and females together, serving together, get involved, and then you can have a bunch of divorces, you can have a bunch of Me Too allegations, and it's just not good for anyone. So the military is gone, the Boy Scouts are gone, and that was all planned. That's my stance on it. We'll have to go to callers. You got something else on that before we...
No, let's go to callers.
Excellent. I got some interference coming in. It's probably the Joker trying to interfere with your mission, Batman. But first of all, we got Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha.
Aloha and konnichiwa.
Hi, Patrick. I'm sorry. I get a better connection outside, and it's windy here. Oh, that might be the interference. If it gets bad, let me know, and I'll hang up. But real quick, women in the military, that's what Israel does. You know, I don't know how long they've been doing that, but it's very similar to what they did in Minneapolis with training, you know, I don't know if it was Israel or Israeli agents or whatever, training the Minneapolis police, you know, on the neck. I mean, that's what they do. But the military deal, I mean, you know, what they do in Israel, they're like a bunch of state school retarded kids. They're just humping all the time. That's what they do. You know, and it's, the military is not much better. You've heard of cherry Marines, right?
Harry Marie.
Yeah. Well, according to Kay Griggs, he's a Virginia debutante that was married to the chief of staff of the U.S. Marines. This has been going on, this homo bisexual behavior has been going on in the Marines for a long time. I don't know about other outfits, but you know, she's very I highly recommend her YouTube. Kay Griggs reveals the evil underbelly of the military. And if you like 80s or 90s politics, you'll recognize all the political names she mentions. And, you know, this goes back to Dixon and Billy Graham having a conversation about the Jewish takeover of our society, the filth that they've brought, pornography. And this is on the Nixon tapes. I mean, and I mean, God knows how long it's been going, but the infantry, the military has definitely been infiltrated. And I say it's due to the international Jewish community, who has had us in our sights for a long time. And that's all I got. I love you guys. I love everybody. Take care.
All right, thank you, man.
Good point. Yeah, that whole Nixon-Billy Graham thing, I mean, that says it all. And then Nixon was pretty much handily done away with shortly after those conversations. Things that make you go, You got more, Patrick, or we'll move on?
Well, you know, there's conversations. I don't know if it was Billy Graham. Did you ever hear the Nixon conversation he had regarding Indira Gandhi? Let's just say he wasn't a big fan of Indian women. I'll just leave it at that, though. Okay, we're having a little bit of technical problems here. Okay, I think we ought to bring on the next caller if we have one.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Patrick?
I hear you, and I was suggesting that we bring on the next caller if we have one.
It's a Jim from the next caller. You can hear me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you now. But anyway, I tuned in when you were talking about women in the military, and it made me think about the Boy Scouts. And I think you stole my thunder, mentioned it already, because, you know, I was involved in a business catering to Cub Scouts, making award arrows, custom award arrows, and had a booming business there for a while. But when the cultural Marxist came in and forced the gay and homosexuals and the girls to be mixed in with the boys, It destroyed my business, destroyed another American institution. But anyway, thank you for mentioning that, and I hope you hear me.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm snort Kentucky, and we get a little bit of a bad connection. But the horses are...
Okay, well, I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
Yeah, just reinforcing our point that the Boy Scouts and the military have been purposely and systematically destroyed through this new woke cultural Marxist culture that we seem to be living in here. And speaking of cultural Marxism, I wanted to get your thoughts, Patrick. I know in the past you've pushed back against that term. I think it has legit implications, and I do think it's it is an application to the fact that in the same way that in Marxism they advocated for, you know, the lower classes and the working class to overthrow the proletariat, there is this, you know, in the school of the Frankfurt School, they advocated for the destruction of the family. And I think that's exactly what we have seen going on since the 1960s in America, and I would argue all over the globe as well, is that the people who would have been considered lower class, the homosexuals, the females, the people of that caliber, were inspired to overthrow the white male patriarchy Christians that dominated the American culture and made it great. I think that's what the term cultural Marxism denotes. Do you have some comments on this?
Well, when I raised objections or to the term cultural Marxism, it was more based on, Karl Marx himself would have never imagined kind of the depravity of some of these things, you know, the trannyism and whatnot. So now there are people who are self-identified Marxists of, you know, the late 20th and 21st centuries who are pushing for this stuff. And I don't really push back against the term so much anymore, because people use the term, and regardless of its etymology or you know, how, whether this stuff really derives from Marx, Karl Marx himself, people use the term, they know what it refers to, and so whatever. I guess it's, you know, it's a term people use, and we know what it's talking about. I don't blame cultural Marxism on Karl Marx. There's plenty you can blame on Karl Marx, but cultural Marxism is, you know, the things that we throw into the category of cultural Marxism are the product of much later depraved minds, largely Jewish minds, by the way.
Yes.
And you mentioned the Frankfurt School, which, of course, is much later. But even the Frankfurt School, some of this stuff, I mean, this, like, the trannyism and whatnot, this sexual depravity, this is just, I mean, even in our own childhoods, would have been unimaginable.
But
well, here we are now.
It was not only imaginable, but implemented in Weimar Germany in the 1920s, where you...
Yeah, and that's a good point. That was in the early 20th century.
And I think, if I were to give an objective view of history, that the things that they were implementing in Weimar Germany in the 20s and early 30s was a dry run for what they implemented into America in the 1960s sexual...
Well, I think in retrospect, it turned out that way. I'm not an expert in 20th, you know, in the Weimar Republic, and you had a big communist party in the Weimar Republic, but you had a lot of other parties, and I would be curious as to what extent the communist party, which was not a ruling party, it was an opposition party. So it was outside of government, but to what extent either the Communist Party or, you know, Marxists of the time, to what extent did they have anything to do with those policies of the Weimar Republic? I guess we're up at the break.
On the other side.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
Okay, we're back. Back to In Plain Sight, Jeremy, Kentucky, Patrick Slattery, and I've got Bad Connection and Bum Snort, and we got two more callers. We're going to try to get them on. Owen from Colorado. Owen, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I was just going to say, I was talking about the LGABs and all those guys. I found it that they really have been getting their butts kicked since kindergarten every day. So, I mean, they really hate us. I mean, they hate normalcy. And a good way to get them is, if you see them and you don't like what's going on, walk right up to them and you just say, "You ever heard of the Lord Jesus Christ? And if not, you know, whom you should be afraid of and, you know, in fear, like, you know." But go up to them in line at the store when there's other people around and ask them, hey, if they're tranny, hey, was it really that bad being a guy? I mean, was it really that bad? I mean, you don't know anything else, but you think, you know, I mean, it's just, you can't help what gender you're born. I mean, these guys have got to be straightened out.
Yeah, you either got it's all about the chromosomes that you were born with.
I mean, and they just like seeing us have to be okay with it because they've been getting their butts kicked every day since kindergarten, you know, and they really hate us, so... And they hate everything about normalcy, too. So if they have to subject you to it, that's what they want to do. and then you have to go along with it. And mainly it's women, because, you know, I've asked beautiful women, I've asked them, hey, you know, stand up for what's right, you know, and they say, are you insane or whatnot? I said, a beautiful woman with a stern voice can straighten these guys out in a heartbeat. I mean, they just tell them, shut up, and that's it. I mean, that's what it takes. It takes confronting them and trying to, convert them.
Yeah, good point, Owen. Thanks for your call. And it's the Jewish dominated elite that's pushing this on us, and that's making these people think that they are empowered. Henry from Connecticut, last caller. You got just a minute.
Yeah, hi, Jeremy. By the way, do you happen to have an email? By the way,
yeah, PatrickandJeremyShow@yahoo.com.
Patrick and Jeremy Show. At yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, let me get to the Franklin School. I can mention this particular talk show host because he's a member of a talk show host on Republic Broadcasting. His name is Jeffrey Bennett. I'm sure you know he is. He comes on like two shows before you. He was talking about Marx, and he was talking about something else, but this was many months ago, okay? I don't know if you know, it's getting to the Franklin School. I don't know if you know this, but when I hear that broadcast with Jeffrey Bennett, it was interesting. And the Franklin School is still around. I don't know if you know that. I went to their website. No, I'm not a member of them. And the people behind it, there's names on there, right? It looks like you think it was German, but I could tell it's Jewish. It's not German. There's some names that are both, though, okay? Not Kaufman and Hoffman. Even the name Siegel, if it's spelled S-I-E-G-E-L, that's a German name. There may be some Jews that have it, but that is a German name, because there was a couple of SS officers, too, during the war that had names spelled the exact same way. I mean, if it's S-I-E-G-A-L, E-L, like Gel. But anyway, the Franklin School is still around. I saw their website, and it's still around.
Yeah, the influence is still there too. We're at the end of the show. Call back earlier next time, my friend. Thank you for your call, and we'll be back tomorrow night on In Plain Sight.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.